We have to read the whole statement. It's not very long. It looks like he spoke for about 5 or 6 minutes. But he said many important things. First, he reiterated the Russian position that we, the United States, created this crisis along with Europe, and that Russia is aggrieved. Then he went on to say, though, I watched the video, the footage of what happened in Odessa on Friday, and that was a horrific event. And you have to remember that for people who live in Russia and Ukraine in particular, it evokes memories of people burning during World War II, not just Jews, but the fact that the Nazis in those territories locked people in buildings and burned them to death. I've talked to Russian friends in Crimea and in larger Russia. They were all horrified by what they saw, and so was Putin. And so he said, I'm going to take a step to try to stop this. We have withdrawn our troops or pulled them back from the Ukrainian border. I think we have to assume that's true unless surveillance says he's not telling the truth. And then he clearly wants two things in return, which need to be mentioned, and we'll see if he gets them. He wants the United States to tell Kiev to pull its military forces out of eastern Ukraine. And then he revealed something I didn't know. Maybe Angela knew it, maybe you folks knew it. But he said that in a phone call with German Chancellor Merkel, she had proposed a roundtable of all the aggrieved parties in Ukraine. That's Kiev, that's Western Ukraine, that's Eastern Ukraine, to talk about the future of Ukraine, which means a new constitution. And he says that he agrees with that and he will support that. So you have, it appears, if he's telling the truth, Germany, Europe more generally, and Russia in favor of this roundtable. Now, the United States, so far as I know, is silent. And in fact, when Merkel was here, was it just a few days ago?
Right.
I don't recall it being part of what they reported they discussed. So if Putin's telling the truth, the United States seems to be dragging its feet. Well, I don't know, but that's the impression we have.
We clearly need some more clarification. Right. But Angela Sen, why is Putin doing this? How do you read?
Well, I think part of it is, you know, the threat of further sanctions. Both Chancellor Merkel and President Obama said that if Russia interfered with the May 25th election, there would be tougher sanctions.